going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
5 o'clock. Great to have you with us. Major day of hypotheticals. So we're going to put you to a choice because what we don't really like in this day part is do nothing city, where none of our teams really do anything. Now, sure, you draft, develop, and sign. But when's the last team that took a major swing in this town? Well, two potential major swings are out there. Now, the day started with the news from Chicago, where the NBA draft lottery is going to be taking place, and all 30 NBA teams are there. Giannis wants out of Milwaukee. That is by no means groundbreaking. I'm a complete idiot. I've been saying that for 3 months. But Giannis, so now Giannis is going to shake his ass for everybody. And the Pistons have been listed as a destination. Do I believe Giannis would want to be here? No. But let's live in a world for a second, because ESPN had a very long form piece, Rico. I'm talking like 5,000 words. Tiering all the teams. The Pistons are close to the top because, A, in order to be high in the tiers, you have to win. Okay, they made the playoffs.
Right.
Played a very credible series against the Knicks. Two, you need draft picks. Very few teams own all their draft picks. Pistons do now, point forward. Plus, they got 800 seconds. Third, you need young assets. You have those, whether it's Ivy, Duren, Holland, Assur. Bobby Clinton, if you want to throw him in the mix too, fine. If Giannis, if we live in a world where you have what it takes to get him and you can pair him with Cade, you have two of the top 10 players in the league.
Yep.
Moving forward for the next 5 years. At that point, you got to figure it out and you put pieces around him. Is that duo good enough to get you to the finals? Yes, I think it is. That's one. The other big news today, Trey Hendrickson exited the cave he lives in and has come out and said, ain't nothing going on. You're not going to see me with the team. We're not even talking about a contract. Essentially, they lied to me. The coaches know they lied to me. And yeah, it's bleeped. Enrico rewatched for no reason other than he's a masochist, the Lions and Commanders game on Sunday morning. And then this news comes out and who's the number one destination for Trey Hendrickson? Your Detroit Lions, according to CBS Sports, because you have $40 million in cap space.
Oh, but what about 2026 effective space?
You'll figure it out. Here's the question, and I tried to do this as quickly as possible. You must make one of these moves. Which is it? You must. You cannot live in do-nothing city. Which one of these do you do? Now, again, the trade package for Giannis. I have what has been put out there as a suggestive. I can give it to you. The Hendrickson thing is more murky. Let's just call it a first-round pick. Does that work? Just for ease of use.
2026 first-round pick.
Ease of use.
Okay.
Now we're
in the fast-paced lane or whatever.
Easy pass.
Okay, yeah.
Or sun pass in Florida. The Pistons' offer would be the following. Duren, Ivy, Holland, Tobias, 3 first-round picks. And before you bleep your pants, remember, Duren and Ivy are both extension eligible, and there's no world you're signing both. So in essence, you'd only be keeping one at best before you bleep yourself.
And you get to keep beef stew. Don't bury the lead.
I would actually put him in the deal just out of spite. But no, which one do you demand a team do? 248-539-9797. You get first crack.
I would demand that the Pistons make the deal. You go
over Hendrickson?
Yes.
Stunning.
And right. Look, I want that edge rusher. But I also know, Mike, and you – You can change a team. One player in the NBA can change everything about a team. Heck, I mean, the Warriors look toasted, and then Butler comes in, and all of a sudden they look pretty good until Steph got injured. You bring Giannis with Cade for the next 4 or 5 years, you're at the top of the East. You're dictating things. So, yeah, and Giannis has won a title in 2021 with a bunch of tryhards. So you adding Cade, that's an upgrade to what the Bucks roster was just off principle, just with Cade being there. So, yes, I would, because it's less moving pieces
okay.
with the NBA.
All right. And again, is Giannis my first move? Probably not. I understand people who say we don't want to go all in yet. We're not ready. My argument is the East and the power shift that's happening. For one, Cleveland's not real. They're just not. The Knicks are going to make changes this offseason. It's going to happen. I still believe Tibbs will be gone, and I still believe one of Mikal Bridges or Cat will be moved. I do. The Celtics have to make a trade. They're staring down a $300 million tax bill. You're seeing Milwaukee blow it up. Philadelphia, as long as you've got Paul George in his podcast, I'm not sure you're going to win anything. The Pistons are, I think it's Pistons and Magic are primed to be the next. For the Lions.
No Indiana?
I'll never buy into a team that wants to play race to 140. Okay. I'm never going to buy into it. Plus, if they win, I got to listen to you about Halliburton into the afterlife. I can't do it. Well, I know.
It's not like a certain guy wasn't in Detroit this weekend.
The Lions thing to me is an easier move. It's just easier. Meaning, first round pick, money they have, add a war daddy on defense. We know what the schedule looks like. We know you lost both coordinators. Aleem's out until at least Halloween. And Aiden, look, even if Aiden's awesome, what's wrong having something else? I'm not yelling about it because I've given up. I do not care about effing contract extensions in 2027 when I've blown a 17-point lead in the NFC title game, and I got dump-trucked by a rookie at home off a bye as the one seed.
Relatively easy for him.
I know. Well, injuries. I know, guys, but that's football. If I add Trey Hendrickson, I am truly all in. And no, Goff is not going to make $70 million next year. You're going to figure it out. That's what teams do. Oh, God, what if we have to say goodbye to Laporta in 27? I don't care. I want Trey Hendrickson. I would actually force the Hendrickson move. I would. I think both are quality right. moves. But the demand is you get to pick one. So, guys, what do you want to do? 248-539-9797. David.
I would do Hendrickson because I think the Lions are closer to a championship than the Detroit Pistons. While getting Giannis, a top 10, top 5 player in the NBA currently, that puts you probably top three in the East, but there's still a lot of question marks with how you put players around those two and how it fits and how you get through the playoffs with that.
Can
with
I
that
ask bunch. A question?
Sure.
Do you think Cade and how well he's thought of in the league
mm-hmm.
and Giannis and how well he's thought of in the league,
mm-hmm.
pairing those two together, doesn't that open the floodgates to people wanting yes. to be here?
And yes, it does. That's what I was going to say.
Yes, it does.
Just that is now all of a sudden you'll get that one guy who, you know what? I'm about to retire. I want one last go at it.
Oh, Karl Malone in a wheelchair.
But here's yeah. the thing. I think there are more question marks on who that could be versus the question marks that the Lions would have if they get Hendrickson. They would be top two in the NFC. They've already won 15 games. They've already made it to the NFC Championship game. That defense would be that much better along with what they have on offense. I think it would be less question marks for them to get there than would be the Pistons.
No, I disagree. I think that the Pistons would have that. Even if they just kept the squad that they had and you added Giannis to it, I think you would have a winning squad. But, David, I think immediately, I mean, you know the NBA is a bunch of, you know what, they're a bunch of transient people like, oh, wait, you're there? This is now the new hot town. Everybody floods to this town. Everybody goes to that town.
Yep.
So,
but understand, I have no faith either of these is happening. I can't change the way the Lions do things. That's why you haven't heard me yelling about it in 3 months. It is what it is. If Hendrickson's out there, what are you saving the cap space for? Oh, Aiden's extension? You figure it out. You know, if you want to see what a bad cap looks like, go look at Atlanta or New Orleans. Hell, go look at the Giants cap space. Like, you're in a great spot. Why, if you're all in for a Super Bowl, are you leaving $40 million on the table? I just don't, yeah. That doesn't, oh, well, we got to sign who? Aiden's got one leg, and there's another year left, and there's the franchise tag. Not everybody gets to be happy all the time.
Oh, what do we do with Brian Branch?
I don't know. I'll figure it out when I got the Lombardi trophy and we're cruising down Woodward.
Fair.
I mean, that's just how, to me, that's how teams approach things. And then there's the Lions. They're worried about season tickets in 2028. So which would you rather have? I think they're both interesting. I don't think either's happening. But let's have some fun for a minute. Because both, and we can bump back with the Sham Sharanya sound, it's all there. I've got the quotes from Hendrickson. What do you want to do with it, guys? 248-539-9797.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Solid trumpet music behind that, by the way. But that was Sham Sharanya, the report. So, the Giannis deal, you're listed as one of the teams. Again, I'm with you guys on this. I don't think he wants to play here. I think it'll be L.A., Houston, Miami. If he wants to win, this is, you could pair yourself. Name another player that he'd be able to pair with. Oh, in L.A., better learn CPR with Luka, because he'll be passed out in the fourth quarter of any important game. You go to Houston. Who are you playing with? It ain't to go play with Jalen Green. He'd be a part of the trade. Şengün? Okay, maybe, but like, come on. Miami? What, Tyler Hero? You could play with Cade. I would argue there is no better pairing for Giannis's 5-6 years of prime than the ascending potential top 10 player, Cade Cunningham.
And see, that's why I don't think it's ridiculous, because if you take away, okay, L.A. and all those nice warm places, the league, I think that the players, game recognizes game. They see Cade for what he is, and yeah, if you're Giannis and I want to win a title, and let's be frank, you just came from Milwaukee, so pretty much any place is going to be an upgrade to you. So I could easily see him coming to Detroit if that's something that he wants to do. I don't think it's that far-fetched. I don't think it's like, oh, well, you have no chance.
I think it's far-fetched because we're in Detroit, and this is do-nothing city. None of these teams want to take a swing. None of them.
See, I'm going to give Trajan, I need to see what he's going to do, because he said the talk. But I don't know. The other one, no, Mike, you're right. The other ones have a history now that you can kind of see where they are. For him, maybe he's just playing, you know, his cards close to the vest, and he makes a move.
I just can't wait for the show we do when it's
I know.
WBBT, baby. I know. Beasley, 4 at 76. Ooh, Timmy Hardaway Jr.'s back. And I just, my head's going to explode.
I know. He's made moves, and he flipped his team around. He went out and got a coach. He's gotten players. The team started winning. He knows what he's doing.
You're showing him grace.
Let's see if he can do that next step.
Danny's out in Utica. He's up next. What's up, Danny?
Fellas, what's going on?
Hey. How are you?
I'm doing well. Listen, I agree with you, Mike, on this. And after hearing all the reasons, it's 100% got to be Trey Hendrickson. I'm all in for the same one thing what David just said. We're closer to a championship with Trey. Although, yeah, Giannis would be very monumental, and he would for sure switch the franchise around. And I know it's easier to win a championship with one player in the NBA, but we've been suffering long enough as Lions fans, where if that's going to bring us closer and also bridge the gap of two brand new coordinators coming in, where the talent can override coaching decisions, I'm all in for that. But my bigger question that I have for you guys, and I was talking to Kenny about it, which was, I am so furious with every GM in this town. I feel as if I have a conspiracy theory that they all have a group text when they get onboarded of saying, hey, we're all going to be in a group text with the other major sports franchises in this town, and we have a rule of no big splashes ever whatsoever.
Yeah, don't make me look bad by doing something cool.
Exactly. And it's just, I mean, it's always getting a role player is the big signing of for any franchise. And I was asking Kenny, I mean, outside of, I think he probably got it, what, Prince Fielder? Outside of him, when was the last time any of our four major sports made a big-time signing that
Tigers
was impactful?
Tried. I will give the Tigers credit in that they tried. And guess what? I'm not mad because I didn't like the deal to Bregman. And someone was crazy enough to pay Bregman more than Aaron Judge makes. So you just go with it. But Danny, you're right. I mean, think about it. The Tigers, it's all about waiting for the kids. The Red Wings, it's wait till we're all dead, apparently. The Lions, we love our own people. And now the Pistons, to be fair, and Rico's right, we got to see what Trajan Langdon is about. But you're right in that it's been ages since we took a swing in this town.
And I couldn't agree with you more. And that's, I feel, I mean, obviously we all know that baseball and hockey is all about raising a great farm system. And I'm just so sick and tired of that excuse of waiting for the kids. And, you know, I'm sick and tired of waiting for flowers to bloom. And then when you got the two major sports that can make impacts with trade and the draft picks can make a bigger move. If Brad Holmes is not going to move up to get that monumental player, if he's not going to trade draft capital to get some monumental player, then all of this is for nothing. And Trajan, yeah, I'm going to give him grace as well. But again, like you guys were saying, spare me all of basically the entire team except for Cade. I don't care. Nobody is off limits. Everyone is tradable for me. If you want to get Giannis, great. But me, it's my. I'm stirring on gimme Trey Hendrickson. That's the key. That's the linchpin. We couldn't get Crosby. We couldn't get Myles Garrett. I knew that those were all wishing the clouds. But this is a perfect doable situation. He wants out. He wants to be here. I just would love for some reporter to ask Brad Holmes, why not? Spare me the answer of it's going to cost this or cost that. There's really no answer you can give us as fans that is legitimate that will debunk us from saying this.
Well,
is
Brad, he already did. Well, look, Brad, when he did the morning show, I mean, Danny, we all looked at each other like, is this guy for real? He basically turned it into, oh, geez, how come no, I don't understand why I'm always asked about the pass rush. And, you know, nobody really has two big edge rushers. And you have Aiden. Why are you mad you don't have another one? It was a very bizarre morning.
Man, it was 8:30 in the morning. And you saw, man, it was like good Brad and bad Brad were just on his shoulders. And he chose violence.
The whole idea is if you acquired Trey Hendrickson, I mean, I can't prove this. I just know how I would feel. I think you'd be the favorite to win the Super Bowl. If that move's available and I'm sitting on $40 million in cap space, you know what I don't care about? Aiden's extension. You know what I don't care about? Sam Laporta's extension. I'll get to those things.
And you know what? If you have Trey, you know what you're not worried about? Your two new coordinators because you got a defense out there.
Yes. And again, CBS Sports, it's probably worth a hill of beans. You're the number one landing spot for Trey Hendrickson. I don't know. I didn't make it up. You have the cap space. You have the window. You have the need. This idea that somehow we're a bunch of Beekmans because we want more pass rushers, no, that's just anyone who watches football knows it. And no, I don't think it has to be a superstar. But when you refused to do anything in free agency and you refused to do anything in the draft, then you do land on limited spots. Well, Hendrickson's available. I don't know.
And Green was there in the third round. You could have had him.
Oh, listen. You're killing this guy about the Tesla pick.
No, it wasn't the Tesla pick, Mike. It's one of those, like, some people had Green going in the first round. If you could have got him in the third round, that's an extreme bargain for a position of
just
need.
Just be careful when you center on one player in the draft, because you know this as well as anybody. That value board of yours or mine or Kenny's mom, it does not apply to these teams.
Understand, but he was I think he was the last of the group of the edge rushers that were coming out in the draft. He was still sitting there. It was a position of need. It's not the Tesla. But it's not a position of need. Like, he's going to come in and be your fifth receiver. Congratulations.
Well, maybe he's awesome. I don't know. Elite Raz? Okay. I don't know. Dave, somebody save me. David, ticket text, and I'll get to the callers in a moment. Go ahead.
Mike Rico. I was a season ticket holder for both, and we love them both, but I want the championship we don't have. So go get Hendrickson. That is from Jock.
Does Hendrickson give you, over a two-year span, a better chance at a championship than Giannis in a four-year span? I still say yes. That's how much I think of what Brad Holmes has built.
You know what? If you still had Aaron and Ben, I would totally agree with you. I don't know what these new coordinators are going to be.
They're both idiots. Sign Lions fans. We lost nothing.
Okay.
Their brains were left here in Detroit. Sign Lions fans.
But I am seeing what this new regime with the Pistons are doing. And yeah, if you gave me a four-year window, absolutely. Because I think at that point, you're looking at the either number one or number two seed in the East.
They can both get it done.
Yeah.
I agree. They both could get it done.
But if I had to pick one, I would go with the Pistons.
I wish I could understand. And it's, I've just seen so many teams manipulate the cap and figure it out. And it's like, what are we doing? I mean, I already paid Kirby Joseph early. Did they have to? No. You could have put the transition tag on the guy. All right, Kirby, you think you're worth $8 billion? Go ahead, search your deal out. We get first right of refusal.
Yeah.
They didn't have to do that now. They could have waited a year.
Well, not, but they're all about rewarding their players, and we want to show you that.
I'm sorry, what is this, Dave and Buster's? Did you win the ring toss game?
No, but you were here with us when we were bad.
I don't care. I do not care about feelings.
Okay.
Well, I'm not mad at you. It's just, it's an asinine way to run a franchise.
It's what they do. I got you.
All I know is we didn't win a playoff game last year. I got a chance to put somebody opposite Aiden, and between the two of them, mortal lock. I mean this.
Why he's...
No hyperbole. Mortal lock. 30 sacks between the two players.
We already have one. Do you think people in other cities are worried about an edge rusher?
You know what? It's my only response. By the way, take that Tatum Superman commercial off TV.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, David, a couple of ticket texts. We'll get to the callers. We still got a blitz to take care of, and then the big finish. We get you to Tiger Baseball. Sox are in town. I must have missed something. I don't know if half the team died, but I heard the morning show doing a Tiger concerns topic. Friday, they were talking World Series. They, God forbid they lose a singular series.
It was a pitching concern.
Yeah, no. Man, people are not going to be able to survive if they can't handle the team losing 2 out of 3.
162 games.
Just chill.
Everybody kept saying, you know they're going to go on a losing streak. That means you have to lose games to go on the streak. I know. Captain Obvious.
I'm going to give you my Tiger concerns coming up.
Yeah. But it's always like when you, it's the same, like it's a 7-game series. Well, I think we'll win in 7 games. That means you think your team's going to lose 3 games. You don't panic.
I deserve the right to be angry about the Celtics if that was directed at me.
No, it wasn't. It's just I always hear people like, oh, well, you know, I think a team will win in 6. Well, that means you don't freak out when they lose 2 because you said they're going to win in 6.
Unless you blow back-to-back 20-point leads at home and have your best player play like a complete goofball.
But you bounce back. Why, Mike? Hit the drop.
Oh.
That's what the money's for.
Wrong, dang it. No, it was because Jason Tatum continues to get carried by lesser players.
We don't pay running backs.
There it is. That's the hat trick of snap your fingers audio. David, go ahead.
Are people dumb? I'm not even an NBA fan, but Giannis will put us into the championship caliber without a doubt. You go get Giannis. Someone says Giannis.
It's not a dumb thing. It's an either or. I would take both. But gun to my head, I'm taking Giannis. Go ahead.
Oh, why did you just say that? Now I'm going to get more texts saying they want both. Pick one.
You have to pick one, people.
Giannis makes Detroit the favorite in the East, in my opinion. Yes, you go get him.
Like, for instance, if we live in a world
where once again, Giannis doesn't hang up the phone on you. You have what it takes to get him. You do. Does acquiring Giannis put the Pistons in this conversation of duos? Okay. Tatum and Brown, LeBron and Luka, Jokic and Murray. I can't put Embiid and Maxey there. I can't put Lillard and Giannis because it wouldn't exist anymore. And we have rules. Balding superstars can't win. Durant, Booker.
You can't put Durant.
My point is Giannis and Cade is right there with the best of the best.
See, and the beauty of it is with that trade that we put out there, you still have some other gym class heroes, as you say. You're not just sending off nine players, leaving you to fill it out with a bunch of G Leaguers.
If I could get rid of Stu and Fontecchio's $25 million combined in salary, I'd do it. Sorry, when you don't dress in a playoff series, I can't pay you $10 million a year. And then Stu is $15 a year. And hurt or not, I'm not paying a backup center $15 million. No, he's not a starter in this league. Save the phone call. Yes, David.
I think you're just going to have to eat that one. Not you, but the Pistons.
I was like, I didn't sign him.
You're going to have to eat that one. Yeah, nobody's going to have
to. I like him as a backup, but not for $15 million a year.
Trey, all day, I would give this year's first round pick Williams and next year's first round pick. I think that works. I do the Hendrickson trade over Giannis. Here's why. The Pistons have a young group and can potentially add another star elsewhere.
But the thing is, stars aren't available all the time. So when one is there and one is willing to move, you have to take that opportunity. If you're waiting for years, that those years could turn to decades.
I thought of this, and I'm sorry. I'm probably a minute late. But I think this is the comp for the duo. And I think you'd be right on par with this. It would be 1 or 1A in all of basketball. Cade and Giannis, De'Aaron Fox and Wemby. That would be the top two duos in the league.
Except for Giannis is there. Wemby is still getting there.
Right, but
No. I like what you're thinking, though.
But of the next, because again, the Jokic-Murray thing, that doesn't have long.
And where do we put Cooper Flagg when he goes there?
Well, if he's in Charlotte, forget
no,
it.
No, when he's in San Antonio.
Then we're done. Just cancel
when they
the
win
league.
That lottery tonight.
Yeah, cancel the league at that point.
David, I fully expect them. As a matter of fact, Popovich will be the one drawing the card. Here you go.
Andy, 97.1. What's up, Andy?
Hey, Mike and Rico. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
I think Danny has the heartbeat of Detroit sports going on here. Like, he knows exactly how we feel. We don't ever do anything. And it's got to be Trey Hendrickson. I want both to happen. But I'm also kind of afraid that both Giannis and Cade aren't great shooters. So I think it actually might take like a year or two to actually figure out a good roster for them to work together. It's right here right now for the Lions. Like, we all saw the game against Washington. If we had two great pass rushers, we could have shut them down. That's the step. That's what we got to do. It's Hendrickson all day.
Yeah, and listen, you're obviously, you know, if there's a hole in Giannis's game, yeah, I mean, it would be the three-point shooting. But this is a player that, from an efficiency standpoint, Andy, he scores in the paint at a higher efficiency than Shaquille O'Neal in his prime. And for Cade, he's got to make one more step up. He got himself to about 36%, 35.5% from three, Andy. If he can get to 37, 38%, you're there. And you're right. You're going to have to seed it with shooters around. But I'm not letting it stop me, because in a late game situation, I can take Cade off ball. I can run two-man game. I can isolate Giannis and let him attack. Andy, you have two destroyers out there, and playoff basketball, I don't want to upset anybody. It's okay to be unethical with how you score. You'd live at the free throw line.
Sir, yeah. And listen, it would be a ton of fun. Don't get me wrong, but I think the Detroit fan would have a little bit more fun with the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you got it, Andy. And again,
this is something you never got.
Hendrickson, to me, makes you the favorite. I really feel that way. But again, they have plans. So I'm sure they'll dazzle us with another
early extension for one of their own. Hell, pay Gibbs. I mean, you've only got 3 years left with him. Why not pay him some more? I mean, we just got to get that done.
Yeah. Terrion Arnold.
Let's make Sam LaPorta the highest paid tight end in the galaxy. Why? I have no idea.
Let's sign Arnold for extension.
Yeah. You know, he's due money in 4 years. I don't get it.
Rakestraw, we believe in you. As a matter of fact, 4 year extension.
All right. And again, for all the people, I know.
Well, it doesn't guarantee a Super Bowl.
I know that. And look, we'll root like hell for the team regardless this fall. I hope they're right. But would you feel better or worse going into the season with $40 million in cap space for no reason or with Trey Hendrickson? It's we're not curing cancer here.
Trey Hendrickson, yeah, who's due to make, what, $15 million this year?
Well, you'd have to lace him with a $30 million deal. But again, the cap is not real.
And you still got 15 extra.
I know.
Okay? It's not like you're going broke. You know what? And this is the frustration I had watching that Lions-Washington game because I kept replaying in my mind the interview that the morning show had with Brad. That's why I was upset.
Like, you already have, Aiden. Why are you angry?
Do you think other cities feel this way? Like, you know, there's only a handful of guys and, you know, you're not trying to get better. You know, you already have that guy.
My team's dog bleep, so I don't get a say in this. But just let me show you how I view things. The Giants have Dexter Lawrence and Kayvon Thibodeau and Brian Burns. I implored them to take Abdul Carter at 3 in the draft. If I read a report today saying the Giants wanted Trey Hendrickson, you know what I'd say? Goulet.
You take it.
I'm in. Why? Because you can't have enough of these warheads.
And for those who's like, well, yeah, you found out in the playoff game, you can't have enough. If you have injuries, which happens, you got backups. You got contingency plans on top of contingency plans.
All right, 6 o'clock. Let's get you to Tiger Baseball. Sox are in town. Jason Tatum still stinks. Let's get to
it. Superman.
That commercial's an embarrassment. David?
All right, here we go. The big finish, guys. We just did a schedule blitz here in the three most anticipated games, Kansas City, Buffalo, Lions, Eagles, Rams, Ravens. I think we all agree there that every game there, right there, top three, we want to see.
I agree, but here's my question to you guys.
Yes, sir.
Is schedule release the most overhyped thing in the NFL offseason?
No. The mock drafts are, because they're never wrong. At least I know schedule release,
yep.
I can now plan games. I can now plan a vacation or a trip and say, oh, you know what? This team is here. I can go there. I'm going to be in that city. The draft, the mock draft, nobody gets it right.
I can't plan to go anywhere. I'm here. So where am I planning to go?
David, you're a Steelers fan. Why would you go is the more appropriate question.
I will only go to this year's game in Detroit. That's it.
Right, but David, when the Steelers were playing in Indianapolis, you could drive there and get back.
Okay, well,
I mean, heck, you could just get – your sermon is, hey, Jesus loves you. Amen. I'm leaving. And you leave.
I could. You're right. I could, but that's just, you know – never going to happen. Let's get to some other things.
Sounds like it's something. Okay.
Something else going on.
Right. No, not
you
at
sure,
all.
You sure your big finish didn't produce something else?
No, not at all. No, nothing else. Just, you know.
Kid number 5, downloading.
Let's get to the draft lottery. It is tonight.
Anyone but Philly.
Well, I believe Philly's going to get it. So
I want Cooper Flagg to Utah. That way Lauri Markkanen can get traded. Please.
We also got into this regarding the draft lottery that you saw the Rutgers logo.
Yeah.
1, 2, and yet they did nothing this season.
It's just hard for me to accept to take the draft seriously. Here's two guys that couldn't drag Rutgers across the finish line to be like an 11 seed. And I, whether it's fair or not, I just kind of feel like they should have emblazoned both of them with a big red L. I don't know. It just doesn't make me think much of Harper and Bailey.
No, it tells me that they only went to college because they had to go to college. That
we're maybe, not here to play school?
Right, because you're correct, Mike. I remember preseason Big Ten. People are like, oh, they may win the Big Ten. Look, watch out for Rutgers and
CBI.
What are you watching out for?
We got into a little fact or fiction today as well. And I asked the question, fact or fiction, that a Canadian team will be hoisting the Stanley Cup in June. And Kenny says, that is fiction. It will not happen this year.
Yeah, nope, don't see it happening. As much as I would love, and I do, by the way, I am rooting for Connor McDavid to eventually win one. Like, don't get it twisted. I think he's the best player in the world, and he has been for a long time.
Why can't he just demand out and come here?
I agree. God. I was also rooting for Ovi to win one before he won his cup. So maybe I'm the weirdo.
No, you're not a weirdo, and the Leafs are leafing. So you're up 2-0 in that series. You got to split in Florida. You have to get one. Leafs be leafing. I'm a little worried over there, too. So Kenny's probably right.
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen this year.
Hey, look, it's the Tatum Superman commercial again. Bum.
They just play that over and over
Superman
again.
Superman had lots of moments. Let's check the Tatum files.
He's so clutch.
Well,
speaking
of moments, Michigan had a moment. They had a moment of winning a championship. And, well, things are changing, and people are changing their tune, including one Josh Pate covers college football for CBS. Asked a question on Twitter, and he answered, well, there's going to be several, because there were several level one violations, there's going to be massive fines, loss of scholarships, and a multi-year postseason ban. Changing their tune there.
It's just weird after they suspended more for, you know, choose your own two games. All the bought and paid for media are singing a different tune. Is it something or nothing? We left it to you guys. I'm not smart enough to tell you. I just thought it was hilarious.
Another group that is changing their tune is clearly the morning show, because now they're going crazy over the Tigers losing one series over the weekend.
Friday, can they win 110 games? Today, panic in Tiger Town.
I mean, yes. They went from scoring, 24 runs in two games against Colorado?
Yeah,
it's Colorado! They also just fired their manager. It's not a problem with pitching.
It's not a problem with the team either. Can we just chill?
Not a problem with the team either.
Yeah, but it was a jam-packed ballpark. They were supposed to win. It was Scoobo Bobblehead where Kenny was standing in line for 3 hours.
You did?
Yeah, he was standing in line for 3 hours.
Kenny?
I did not stand in line. We actually were at where we were eating at a local establishment, waiting for the line to die down so we could just
By eating, you mean drinking?
Oh, that's you.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
I mean,
it was your birthday at the ballpark. They could have fed you intravenously.
Alcohol might
be a problem.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.